So yeah, Saqib, thanks for making time for this. So yeah, it's been a few days, obviously, since that final at Lord's, the 100 final. You've got a winner's medal, player of the match medal. Has it all sunk in?
Yeah, I'd say so. It's obviously, it's quite nice that I got to stay behind in London for, well, I'm still in London, because Lang's place, so he's the first game back in the Champo stuff after the 100, so I just stayed here. It didn't really make sense to go back to Manchester and travel back, so yeah, I spent a couple of days with the boys after it and stuff, and a lot of messages from people. You know, I've tried to keep a bit of a low profile over the last year, 18 months, especially since my last stress fracture. So yeah, obviously for it to go the way it did on Sunday night, obviously meant a lot of exposure, and yeah, I've had a lot of nice messages since.
Yeah, as you say, you know, you have kept a low profile over the last kind of year or two, obviously because of your injuries. I mean, how has it been nice to kind of get your name out there again, I guess?
Yeah, I think for me, obviously, coming into the 100, everyone has their own individual goals as well as the team goal, and obviously the team goal is to win it. But, you know, my own individual goals, you know, at the end of the day, cricket is a team sport full of individuals, and for me, I wanted to put performances in to get myself back on, you know, almost knocking on that England door again, and that's the, you know, that was my intentions coming into the tournament, and I got off to a good start with that, and then, you know, I missed out in the middle. I got dropped because of the balance of the team, and I was frustrating because I was bowling well, but I have a lot of respect for Moods, Tom Moody here, and you know, the reason made sense. It was just, obviously, I was the fall guy for that. So, yeah, I tried to carry myself as best as I could around the team. But to be honest, I thought my tournament was over, especially with the way the guys were going. I tried to obviously still keep myself going and keep myself ready in case a chance came, which it did. And then it was just, obviously, there was a bit of fire for me because I'd been missing out. So I wanted to prove a point a little bit. And yeah, I finished with a good couple of games at the back end of the tournament. So yeah, real happy with how it went in the final, especially.
Yeah, you absolutely did prove a point, particularly with that that blistering spell in the final. I think it was 3 wickets there in those 7 balls, getting the ball to reverse as well at speed. Just talk us through that spell. I mean, as you know, you came on, I think it was your 3rd set of 5. And you know, the game there was very much in the balance. Was, you know, what was your kind of thought process going into that set?
I think for me, obviously, if you take it back to when I took the new ball, I really wanted to take a wicket or two up top. Especially, you know, Vincey's a big player, he's the leading run scorer in the 100 by a long way this season, and I really wanted to get him out, so I wanted to sort of leave my mark, especially at the top there. And I had a few player misses and I couldn't quite get the wicket of him, so I was sort of itching to get the ball back to try and leave my mark in the game. So when I got that ball back, first ball went for 4, which on a different day could have been caught. And then, yeah, I just changed things around, decided to go a little bit fuller. And as soon as I saw that first ball reverse to deploy, which got him out, I sort of, as a bowler, you obviously get the wicket, but you see a bit of movement like that, it just gives you an extra 10%, and then I think after that, I think that's as hard as I've run it all season. You know, the adrenaline was going, a few player misses, so you know, I felt right on top of the batter, Tyron Pollard at the time, so that was it. It was literally just keeping things simple, not trying to search for it, because I knew there was movement, but if I went searching for it, then I don't think it would have been as effective. So I hit a good length, and then I'd finished my 5. I had, what, 3 player misses from Pollard at the back end of those 5, and we called the timeout, and in the timeout, obviously, I was stood around Tom Moody and Sam Billings at the time, because in my head, I was like, I fancy another 5 here, but I couldn't be outward with it, I didn't feel, and obviously, the captain and the coach spoke, and they were just talking about how we needed to get the wicket of Pollard, and Moody basically said that I was most likely to get him out, and I said, I fancy my matchup here. So we went with that, and then to get him out of the first ball after obviously having that discussion was a great feeling. And I think obviously I pointed straight over to the dugout after I got the wickets, just obviously because coach backs you in that situation in front of everyone and you deliver it, it's a really nice one.
Absolutely, and like you say, it's a really interesting use of the strategic timeout there, and you know, clearly there's a lot of kind of discussion, tactical discussion around you bowling that that final set of five. I mean, do you feel that you've got kind of good communication, I guess, in general with Billings, with Moody, in terms of, you know, how you want to bowl, when you want to bowl, all of those sorts of things?
Yeah, of course. Look, I played a lot of cricket with Sam Billings. I played with him. First time I played with him was way back in 2016 on a Lions tour. We've had a really good relationship since. You know, we've played, we live pretty much together in Sydney, playing for Sydney Thunder. So we have a really good relationship. And even when I was missing out, look, the communication was good. The relationship between us was always good. I have a lot of respect for those guys. So for me, look, obviously as a bowler, you always have to be ready at all times. But I sort of knew that if I was bowling well up top, I'd keep going. And then if not, I'd be used potentially through the middle and the back end. So I've always been that type of bowler where I want to almost tick all the boxes. So it just makes the captain's job easier, feeling that they can bowl me at all stages of the game. So yeah, from that point, there was always clarity there.
Sure. And so talk to us a little bit about that sort of relationship you've got with Oval Invincibles in general. So obviously, Old Trafford, Lancashire is your kind of prime base. But does it feel like, you know, the Oval is a second home, as you're saying? You know, you're there at the moment. Lancs have got a Champo game starting tomorrow. But does it feel like there's a special connection with Oval Invincibles?
Well, it does, because I'm actually just sat in the stand at the moment. I walked through it. It was a weird feeling walking into the away dressing room. Obviously, I've been here now for the last few weeks, obviously going into the home dressing room. Almost feels like home, using the gym whenever. So yeah, to sort of be on the other side this week is a bit of a weird feeling, but I really enjoyed my time here. The stadium is unbelievable. The crowds have been amazing. And just building relationships with all the workers here. You know, you have Princess at the food, and, you know, Daryl was in the dressing room. All of these guys were obviously associated in Surrey as well. Just sort of building relationships with these guys. It's been real nice. It definitely feels like home away from home, especially with how the last month's gone. So, yeah, we'll see how that goes in the future as well, but I definitely enjoy playing it.
Indeed. And who knows, maybe you might end up at Surrey one day.
Nah, I don't want to obviously fuel those rumours. I'm very happy at Lancashire. Lancashire have been really good to me. They've looked after me really well, obviously, after my stress fractures as well. It's my boyhood club. This is my 10th season now. In October, I'll have been signed as a pro for 10 years, and hopefully there's another 10 years there. As much as I enjoy the Oval, Lancashire is my home.
Sure, absolutely. So let's go rewind a bit. So I was sort of saying earlier, the last time we spoke, it was about 18 months ago. We were in Dhaka ahead of that that white ball England tour of Bangladesh. And I remember, you know, you were talking there about, you know, how much you were looking forward to that series. It was kind of your comeback series after injury. Obviously, sort of subsequently, you've kind of been injured again. Just, you know, how frustrating has the last couple of years been, I guess?
It has been frustrating. I don't want to really talk too much about the past now, if I'm being honest, because it's been and gone. It's not something I want to keep dwelling about. You know, I've been playing now solidly since April, and hopefully that keeps continuing for me. But yeah, it obviously was a difficult time, but for me this summer I've tried to keep outside noise away from me, and I've just tried to focus on my own game, and all that I've had in my mind is trying to get back to my best now. I understand it's not going to be straight away, and I know what my best looks like, and sometimes 80% of that in county cricket is good enough. But for me, you know, things like the 100 is where you get exposed to another level, and then international cricket is another level up. So for me, I just want to constantly keep pushing my standards so I can keep being consistent and deliver my best, and I feel like I've made good strides with that this season, and that's been my main focus. I haven't really tried to focus too much on, you know, things like England selection and franchise cricket outside of that. I've just tried to focus on my own game. It's kept it pretty simple for me. So far it's going well, and I definitely feel like I'm on the right track for that.
Definitely, yeah, it certainly has gone well. And I think, you know, last time you were sort of saying how, you kind of modified your action slightly. I think it was in your load-up following injury. Have you kind of made any sort of slight changes again in kind of your action?
Just small things. I think for me it's... I try and monitor these things regularly. There's certain positions of the crease I want to make sure I stay in, and others I want to avoid. And obviously it's been... I've had a lot of time to make sure that I get that right, especially at the start of the season where I didn't quite feel like it was ready to go into a game with. I hadn't grooved it long enough. You know, legs were really good in that sense as well. They gave me an extra couple of weeks just to start grooving that action and that feel. And I worked with Dougie Brown in March in the UAE as well. And, you know, that I really enjoyed that relationship there as well. And, I know what the positions look like, and so far this season it's been good, and we've managed my load well. You know, we've pushed it at times at the start of the season to get some load into the body, and we've eased off with white ball cricket recently. So we've managed it well. For me, obviously, there is the action, but I've had the same action now for a very long time, and I think not changing that too much. I think there's just certain positions you want to avoid, and it's doing all the other things right away from that, is getting your recovery right, getting your nutrition right, your sleep, all of these things. They all obviously factor in with that as well, so I'm trying to make sure that I tick all of those boxes. So far it's kept me in a good place.
Sure, fingers crossed it's all going in the right direction. So let's look at the present then. So as you're saying, you're back in training with Lanks. Is, I guess, the short, you know, your short-term goals, is it to kind of break back into that sort of Red Bull side with Lanks?
Yeah, I wouldn't say break into the Red Bull side. I think obviously what I can do is good enough. It's obviously more just managing my workloads, is being smart with that. So we've obviously got a quarter final in a couple of weeks, which I think will be high on the priority list. So, you know, we'll see how they manage. You know, speak closely to the guys, and because we've got two temple games before then, they might just say just rest, or actually playing one and rest the other. So we'll see how it goes. But for me, it's at the moment white ball cricket is just ahead of red ball cricket for me, just because obviously with what's happened in the last couple of years with the body. So it's not saying I'm giving up on red ball cricket or anything like that. It's more just I've just got to prioritise the white ball game at the moment and try and fit red ball cricket around it.
Sure, and I think you were sort of saying after the final on Sunday, you've kind of got half an eye on that that white ball series coming up against Australia in September. Is that still kind of on your radar, I guess?
Yeah, I think obviously as cricketers and athletes, it's important to have targets, which obviously give you that extra bit of motivation now. You know, my individual targets, like I said, coming into the good to do well was to try and get back in England shirt. So those are targets. If it happens, great. If it doesn't, then, you know, that's the game. There's plenty of opportunities at the moment in the winter to try and play franchise cricket and secure or get back into the side in different ways. But for me, I just want to be playing cricket. I don't want to be sat on the side anymore when you've been injured and sitting on the side. You don't want to. I just want to be out in the middle, so I just want to be playing cricket. That's the main thing.
For sure. And then I guess just finally, just kind of switching focus to kind of test cricket. I mean, you know, you had your sort of debut series in the Caribbean a couple of years ago now. And I guess, you know, so much has changed within the England setup, both in terms of, you know, how they're playing test cricket, but also in terms of, you know, personnel, you know, Broad and Anderson being the obvious two people who no longer feature in that team. I mean, from your perspective, you know, do those changes that have happened with England in the test team, do they excite you? And also, does it kind of give you hope that there are opportunities for you going forward?
To be honest, I don't tend to look at things outside of my own game too much. For me, if I concentrate more on my own game. It's always been like that ever since I was a 17-year-old coming into the Lancashire setup, but there were a lot of students ahead of me. I was always focusing on my own game, and I knew that if I kept that in order, then the rest would take care of itself. And it's the same at the moment. There's been no real conversations about test cricket or anything like that, but I'm obviously just trying to look after my own game. And like I said, if I do what I do at my best, then things outside will take care of themselves. So yeah, nothing too. I'm not looking too far ahead in that sense. I'm just trying to do my own things. That's my mindset, and it will always be my mindset.